some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio, and I'm thrilled that you are here. I've got trucker Patty Spangler, who will be joining the show shortly. I say shortly because Blog Talk is having phone issues again tonight, so she may not be able to call in. We're going to find out, but in the meantime, we're just going to chit-chat it up a little bit and talk about what's going on in the world today. I want to give a big shout-out to my friend Tony and also Mark McLean, who are listening in tonight back in Hackensack, New Jersey. Always a pleasure having you on, Tony. It's great to have you here. Thanks for pinging me, telling me that at least you can hear me. And that is really a cool thing because I connected in via Skype. So Blog Talk has this great format. When it works, and it works well, like 99% of the time, it works great. But 1% of the time it doesn't work well, it tanks really, really badly. And that doesn't help a show that's on 5 nights a week. I'm not going to sit here and bash Blog Talk Radio tonight, but it's just a little on the frustrating side. I've had several other people who are hosting their own show tonight. Believe it or not, other people besides me do this. It's true. And they're pinging me saying, I got cut off. So everybody's having issues. So I don't know what the problems are with the network, but it just seems like they've been having a lot of these lately, so much so that it may be time to start investigating other options, which is interesting only because, as I've been telling you for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, I want to turn Rated G Radio into Rated G TV, where you can actually watch the show. And it's really fascinating sitting here watching me in my tank top and gym shorts, drinking iced tea or hot tea and checking my iPad, chatting with guests and seeing if Tony's going to be pinging me and telling me if he can hear me or not. That, I know, is just fascinating late night entertainment for a lot of you, and you just can't wait to have that happen. So I'm really looking for the right format to make this happen where I can invite people on to the program to just kind of like watch me interact with my guests, kind of like a Skype call. You call it the poor man's version of the Howard Stern experience, and you will see kind of how that all plays itself out. But in the meantime, I'm here on Blog Talk, and I'm grateful for the network that I do have access to, and it brings in a lot of people that listen to the show on a regular basis, and I think that is very cool. But of course, doing the show from a video format is really the next step. And I'm just looking for the next step and looking for resources and options to make that happen. So if you're listening tonight and go, I've got the perfect idea, then send me a message and I want to talk to you about it. I've explored doing like the Google Hangouts video call. But my challenge is to also have an audience that can easily find me without me using social media to necessarily blast where I'm at. Blog Talk has that, at least has that capability, especially for when I have psychics or I call them my fun guests, but guests that actually, you know, really make that phone line ring off the hook. So when we have guests that, for example, want to take listener calls, like psychics, because they're there to not only answer the question, but hopefully drum up future and new customers, you need that phone line to ring. And otherwise, you know, you're asking people like Tony, I know you called in like 3 weeks ago, but I need you to call in again tonight. Can you ask if you can find where your cat is at and don't tell us it's in the van down by the river? You know, we need to have opportunities to talk with other people other than just like the regulars. And Blog Talk does that when we have those fun guests or like the psychic types of shows. For the rest of the shows, like tonight when we're going to have Trucker Patty dial in, it's always one of those situations where it's usually like a one-on-one type of conversation, unless you have like a super fan or, you know, somebody's mother or best friend calling in to go, you're on the radio. And that's always fun to listen to as well. But most of the time when I have a guest, it's just a one-on-one thing. So doing a video type of call or chat or show, I think is fairly easy to do, but I was not able to successfully figure that out to also be attracting people outside of just like my grassroots community of support, which is great because there's like 100,000 of you that listen to the show on a regular basis at some point during the week. Very, very cool. But how do I get to the other 236 million Americans that are out there? I'm not sure what that format is yet. I want to know what that format is. So again, if you know of something that you think is really, really cool, I think we should talk. Okay? So last night we had Adrian Blackwell on, and if you haven't had the chance to hear the show, as you know, all shows Monday through Thursday, I take the audio recording from Blog Talk and I upload it with, and let's face it, I'm not Steven Spielberg. I'm not going to, you know, be giving you Jaws or Close Encounters of the Third Kind or Raiders of the Lost Ark on a audio replay on YouTube, but I'm going to, you know, put in maybe a cute headline or how to reach that guest or specials that the guest might be talking about or things like that. So you don't necessarily need to be racing for a pen or a pencil, you know, 2 seconds into the show. And most people who are listening to the show anywhere, you're listening on your computer, either at your desk or on the couch or near a writing implement, and you'll be able to get the information that you need. But on the YouTube broadcast, I put a little extra on it so that way, unlike on just an audio replay and Blog Talk, you actually get a little bit more information. I call it kind of like the you know how they used to do the, like the after Elton or the after Ellen or the after Oprah or the after whatever? This is kind of like that. So this is the after Rated G Radio. So I'm able to put in some of the things maybe the guest talks about during the show that I didn't have on an overlay slide or something like that on Blog Talk. So, and also, the main reason I'm focusing all of the replays onto YouTube is simply because the the next wave of everything I'm doing is going to be video, and so I want people used to, you know, looking at YouTube for new video content from me. Now, some of it may be, you know, you may say, oh my God, if I have to listen to him talk one more time about, you know, cats in a van down by the river, my head's going to explode. I don't know. That's possible. But my goal is that you'll be used to finding me there, and more people be used to finding content on YouTube as the days and months and years progress. So that's kind of the general direction. But Adrian Blackwell was my guest last night. She does energy healing. And for people who aren't familiar with what energy healing is, I'm still kind of like new to this concept, but it's fascinating. You know, you all know that I've drank the California Kool-Aid when I got out here. It took me a while, but once I started drinking the California Kool-Aid, I drank it by the gallon, and actually the Costco container size, which is like a 20-gallon drum. So that means that, you know, I eat Thai food now. Never eaten Thai food in my life until I came to, you know, out here to California. I wear magnetic jewelry to help my body's circulation. I wear essential oils to improve various functions in my body, my mind, and my spirit. I've let my hair grow long. I have a George Michael 5 o'clock shadow. I go down to the beach several times a week to get a 3-mile walk in to help me zen out. And I even have like a little mantra that I chant when I'm on my way to the beach. Then I do a completely different one, and I'll tell you all about it. But and then I repeat the mantra on the way back. So we're going to have a guest. Let's see, is it? It's going to be next Thursday night. So it's going to be September 3rd. So we're going to have a new guest. Her name is Jessie Knight, N-E-I-D-T. Maybe I need to say it differently. Neat, N-E-I-D-T. I don't know. We're going to find out. I've talked with her. She's brilliant. She calls herself an intuitive advisor. She told me today, I am not a psychic. Don't refer to me as a psychic. So I had to take that off of her show page. And anyway, so she's going to be on the show. And one of the things that we talked about when our discussion is, you know, dealing with some of the stress and anxiety in my life. Now, you know, you say, oh, you have this, you know, majestic life down by the beach, and, you know, you couldn't have a care in the world. Well, I realize I'm very lucky in life. I'm very grateful for all that I have. But, you know, when the phone isn't on or the radio show's not on and I'm dealing with, you know, either day job issues, which I'm not going to go into here, or other, you know, situations, you know, believe it or not, it's hard to imagine, but everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time. Did you know that? It is absolutely true. So you have the opportunity to you know, hear all the great things that go on during the show. But after the show, you know, there's this thing called real life that actually takes place. That's the same for everybody. It's believe it or not. And Jessie was talking to me about something, and she says, you know, what you really need, and so don't think, well, I don't really care if you think I'm nuts, because I actually kind of think I'm nuts sometimes, but hopefully in a good way. So she said, you know, what you really need, Garrett, is an energy dump, because you have all this energy that's built up, And it's not necessarily the kind of energy you want to keep. You want to keep the good energy. Good energy is a great thing to have. And you'll be able to, you know, use that in a positive direction. But you have all this negative energy and anxiety and stress that's built up, and you really need an energy dump. And I said, well, okay, that's great. You know, so what am I supposed to do with that? And you know, so she's given me a couple of different ideas. And so I took what she said to heart. And I said, you know, I'm going to try to use this in my daily life so I can, you know, figure things out. And we're going to get back to Adrienne and the energy healing in just a second. But I took this energy dump concept and I put it to like a rhythmic beat. So now everybody, you can either sing it or just say it along with me when I do this. So you can just roll your eyes and go like, oh, Lord. But then you're going to find you're going to be doing this and it's going to change your life. But as I'm walking to the beach, I've got my flip-flops on. I've got my either gym shorts or cargo shorts. I try to wear cargo shorts to the beach because once I get down to the beach, I can slip a sandal in one in each pocket so I can not be wearing shoes and not have to carry them. And then I can take my tank top off and just, you know, be wearing my cargo shorts at the beach. But on the way to the beach, I have this pattern, bump, 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 bump. And I go, with each step I take, an energy dump I make. With each step I take, an energy dump I make. And if you don't want to say energy dump, I can do anxiety dump, anger dump, stress dump, you know, whatever. Put in whatever your favorite word is that you want to get rid of. And so, you know, with each step I take, an anxiety dump I make, you know. So I do that as I'm walking down to the beach. But once my feet actually touch the sand, I take my sandals off and do that. And then once I, you know, because you've probably got, I don't know, 100 yards down to the actual waves, because I've got like this 3-mile route that I walk. And I stop doing the da-dun, 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 da-da-da-da-dun, da-dun. And once I hit the water, though, or hit the sand and get to the water, then I focus only for that next hour of just going, I'm grateful and happy for, you know, the food that on my table, the fact that I'm living the life of my dreams. I get to live down at the beach. I'm surrounded by great people. I get to do this fun show. I've got Tony listening into the show all the time. Thank you very much, Tony. And new listeners like Mark. You know, so I go through like an hour of just gratitudes and thank yous and that type of thing. But then once I leave the beach and get back on to, you know, the concrete, then I start back up all the way home. With each step I take, an anger dump I make, ba-dum, ba-dum, da-dum, da-dum. And so I do that all the way home. And I just thought that was kind of silly the first, you know, time or two that I did it. But I'm telling you, it is like transforming my life in crazy, crazy ways. Now the same thing cannot be said, though, if I'm actually on my elliptical in the morning. Because I do an hour of cardio the second I get out of bed. I roll out of bed, feed the puppies, get on the elliptical, and I do that for an hour every day. I've tried it on the elliptical. It does not have the same effect. I need to actually have feet on the street and or feet in the sand or feet in the whatever to make this work. And so that's my little how I'm getting through things with life right now. So that's another, you know, California Kool-Aid remedy that I'm doing. And the funny thing is Jessie's in Phoenix. So, you know, she's not even here in California, but she's, you know, she was introduced to me on Facebook through a good friend of mine, Dave Klatch, and his wife, Elisa, who I've known Dave since 1995, I think, when we were both like 2 years old. And he said, here's this lady, you need to have her on your show. So anyhow, we chatted. Jessie's going to be on next week. But going back to Adrienne, so Adrienne is this energy healer. And it's that, you know, all this conceptual stuff. Sometimes it takes a lot of leaping of faith when you listen to some of the guests that are on the show because you're like, oh, that's crazy. That is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard or whatever the case may be. You don't have to like it, but, you know, chances are if you're listening to the show, you already kind of buy into the California Kool-Aid concept. And maybe sometime you want to even have a sip. You don't have to gulp it down like, you know, you've been out in the Sahara Desert for a year like I do every day. But I love it. I love the California Kool-Aid because the California Kool-Aid now just makes perfect sense to me. And I'll tell you, I really am going to talk about Adrienne here in just a second. But I remember years ago, I was back in Arizona and sitting in my McMansion and in my upstairs loft, which is really the media room. I had a 96-inch HD screen that projected onto the wall. Best thing ever that I've ever had. And honestly, out of the millions of dollars that I spent on that stupid house, that was the cheapest investment that I'd made. It was called an in Focus home theater system. It was like $500, and that included the screen. That included the screen and shipping. So it's InFocus. It's made by a company in Oregon someplace, but you can go to InFocus.com. And that's an unpaid testimonial. I haven't even had that for 5 years. But I had it hooked up. And on the news one day, they had this guy that was, you know, from California. And at the time, I go, he's that kooky Californian because he's like a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever. And he looked like he had about 0.5% body fat. And he got, you know, he has crazy hair. I'm going like, this is what people really look like in California because, you know, they're all the Californians. They're all crazy. But now that I'm out here, I kind of feel like, hey, that he'd be kind of cool to go hang out with. Now, I don't know, you know, I have no idea who he is. And all I remember is seeing that. I think he's on, like, maybe Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives or something like that with Guy Fieri from the Food Network. Maybe that was it. So long story short, it's, you know, 5 years later, I'm out here in California totally drinking all the Kool-Aid, gulping it up, and my life is just completely different than it was 5 years ago. So, you know, again, George Michael, 5 o'clock shadow, got the long hippie hair. You know, it's for the rock star for the album Blonde Jesus, all this stuff. And I have somebody like Adrian who I'm introduced to. Again, all these guests are introduced to me. It's like I rarely go out and ask for guests to be on the show. And number one, I'm very grateful for that. 4 years ago when I started this, you know, I started doing the ask. I, you know, asked people, you know, Would you maybe kind of sort of, you know, want to do the show? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, totally great, yeah. I went, really? You'd do my show? Oh, yeah, totally great. Everybody was awesome. And then people would have a reasonably good time. And then the next thing you know, they tell their friend, who is also an author, singer, actor, whatever, or pet advocate or whatever, and then they would be on the show, and then so on and so on. It's like a Clairol commercial. They tell two friends, and so on and so on and so on. And that's really how Rated G Radio has worked. So, you know, the audience has grown exponentially over the last 4 years, and I love it. So Adrienne's introduced to me. Have her on the show last month. She does a private session with me before the show, so I kind of get a feel for it. Because, you know, when she said I'm an energetic healer, I really didn't, like, get what that meant. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, so what are we going to do? You're going to take, like, psychic calls? Because she'd been a celebrity psychic for many years. She goes, nope, I'm not a celebrity psychic when I'm doing your show. I don't do that anymore. And I said, well, then what do you do? How are we going to fill an hour of time? Because that's crazy. You know, crazy. I'm calling it a person saying, I don't want to be the psychic on your show. Crazy. Imagine that. She goes, I'm going to heal people energetically. And I said, okay, well, now you've got my attention. I need to know more. What are we going to do? So she kind of went through her thing. And if you listened to her episode last month or even last night's replay, you know, she'll kind of go through a little bit of that with you. But she offers these energetic healings, and when she does this, it could be on a variety of topics. Now, I have two that I actually, let's see here. Let me go to my iTunes, and I'll tell you. I've got three. I've got them on a, I guess you call it a playlist. I'm a hip, cool kid. I know what that is. I've got Activate Chakras Energy Healing, and I've got Healing Ego Control, Love or Kill Ego. Both of those are available for free on YouTube, and again, it's by Adrian Blackwell. The first one is Activate Chakras Energy Healing. And the second one is Healing Ego Control, Love or Kill the Ego. And then I have a third one that she sent to me called Abundance Affirmations, and she says it's Activating Your Billionaire Mindset or Your Billionaire Gene. So I have these on my iTunes thing, and when I say something on air, I'm not just saying it because, you know, the guest is on or I'm trying to push their stuff, but whenever a guest is on, I really am trying to push their stuff. But she's not on tonight, so I'm not trying to push her stuff other than I really do listen to her stuff every single day. So at night before I go to bed, I click that little playlist, and, you know, she gets, you know, 2 or 3 minutes into her chakra thing, and that whole video is like 8 minutes long. You know, I'm out like a light, passed out, you know, and when I say passed out, I mean out to the world. I don't drink alcohol, and I haven't for, well, almost 3 years now, but it's like I'm blacked out drunk listening to her stuff, because it just, as she explains it, sometimes when you are receiving that type of energy, it just, like, totally makes you, like, pass out or fall asleep. She has disclaimers on her website that says, do not listen to my healings while you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery, or have the opportunity to be distracted when you need to focus on something else, because this has the potential to knock you out. And Mama said to knock you out. Okay, LL Cool J. It's just like that. And so I listen to Adrian's Healings when I go to sleep. And then if I have some kind of like quiet time, you know, mid-afternoon, I'll usually put that on while I'm working on something else. But I don't want to call it the weird thing, because it's no longer weird. It was weird the first time I listened, because I kept thinking, something's wrong. It's broken. So you listen to her healings, and she kind of gives you the, you know, here's what we're going to do today, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and da-da-da-da-da. And you think you're going to be listening to her talk for, like, you know, 10 minutes or however long the session is. Except when she gets done, you know, telling you what she's going to do, she goes, okay, just sit back and relax, and I'll be back. And you're like, well, where are you going? Are you getting a soda or something? And then there's, like, silence for minutes. This is when this energy healing starts to take place. And when this starts to take place, you go, I'm sure the recording must be broken, or I'm not hearing something, or something's going on, because I'm not getting anything right now. This is, you know, it's broken. It has to be broken. And you know, and then you start getting all crazy. So after listening to the sessions and then, you know, having conversations with her, I said, was something broken? Because I don't think I got to hear everything that I was supposed to hear. And she goes, oh, no. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because when I'm doing my healings, you know, I kind of go into this other world, other space, and that's when the energy is transmitted through me, and then that's when you get the benefit of the healing. And I said, how is it possible that you are getting energetic healing when you are listening to something off of YouTube or a recording? I said, that sounds crazy. That's crazy talk. She goes, well, everything is energy, you know, so it doesn't really matter if you are, you know, sitting in front of me, sitting on Skype, over the phone, or whatever the case is, it's recorded. And much like, you know, your ears can't hear a dog whistle, but if you blow a dog whistle, you know, it energetically, it connects with your brain waves and brain functions. And, you know, you are getting, you know, your brain is stimulated by that dog whistle. You might not hear it, but your, you know, brain still gets it. That's how my healings work. And I said, okay. I'm going to have to take that leap of faith with you on that one, because that sounds crazy to me. Then we had our show, and we had so many people tune in. It was for a first-time guest that I didn't really have, you know, any type of built-up following here. Staggering numbers of people tuned in to listen to Adrian's hour of power, and it was absolutely so much fun. She had so many people comment on her Facebook group page afterwards saying, oh my gosh, the phone line kept cutting off because, you know, so much energy was coming through, or this is how I felt during the show, or this is what was happening to me when you were giving this particular healing, and blah, 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 blah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And it was so powerful that she invited me to listen to a free webinar. It was really, you know, donate what you can. So if you wanted to listen for free, you could. Or if you wanted to make a donation, you could. It certainly was not required. But it's, you know, this is, you know, as somebody who does a service, she wants to get as many people, you know, listening as possible to receive the benefit of what she's doing. So she did this webinar webcast two Friday nights ago. And I said, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to listen because I usually get my show. And well, as luck would have it, the guest was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was able to go in and register. Now, here's the deal. I always say tardy to the party. You know, for something like that, I'm going to register like 5 minutes before and try to get in, and everything's going to be great. So I register at 5:55 p.m., maybe 5:53 or 5:56, I don't know, but, you know, plenty of time because it's, you know, it's an automated system. Try to call in, can't get in. It says, we're sorry, the number that, you know, your password, by the way, is valid, so thank you for that, but there's too many people on the call. You can't get in. And so then I said, well, I'll try to connect using the internet, you know, because they had two options. You could listen or, like, join and, you know, raise your hand on the computer if you wanted to ask questions or whatever. And you've probably seen that on some of the calls that you've been on. And so I tried to get in, and it says, oh, good, your password's accepted. Thank you very much. But there are too many participants on this webcast. You can't get in. So I said, well, that's a bunch of crap. So I went to option number three. I tried this for, like, 45 minutes. Now, you know, keeping in mind the show, that her webcast is like an hour. And so we get to the point where I'm emailing the event person, and she goes, "Oh, you must be, well, this can't be true because it's, you know, there should be plenty of lines open." And then she emails Rebecca. She goes, "Oh my gosh, you're right. I mean, it is like jam-packed, overflowing," and she's starting to get hundreds of people telling her they can't get in. You know, and keeping in mind the event set up for hundreds of people, and it is blown up to the point they can't get any new people in. So it was like, I don't know, five to seven. And I think it went a little bit longer than an hour, but it's like 5 to 7, and they email back, "I think you can try to get in now. We've talked to the people who host this, and they've expanded capacity, and they're doing all this great stuff, so try to get in now." Well, I tried to get in up until that 6:45, and at that point, it's like, I've got so much energy running through me, I need to get on the elliptical. So I was on the elliptical for another hour the rest of that night. So I didn't get a chance to listen then, but I did get the recording, and I went back to listen to it. And, you know, she went in and you could hear her take calls or, you know, questions from the either the telephone or the people who had logged in on their computer, and went through different, you know, healings. People would ask about, you know, usual stuff. You know, I want help, you know, with my love life, or I want help with my job, or I want help with money, or I want help with, you know, I'm depressed all the time, or whatever, you know, whatever it is people that call in to shows call in about. I've heard it all. So you can just pick your topic. It could be one of those. And again, it was one of those opportunities to listen to the show. And it's like, well, I can't listen to this while I'm doing anything because it's going to knock me out. Knocked me on my butt and I was out like a light. So I don't know. I don't understand it. All I know is that Adrian has this unique talent, ability, whatever you want to call it. And I'm drinking her Kool-Aid all day long. So if you missed Monday, so how is that for a 26-minute, we're going back and trying to, you know, talk about what happened yesterday, 26-minute intro to tell you to go back and listen to Monday's show. Now, I'll tell you, Trucker Patty's trying to get into the phone lines, and we're having trouble with the phone lines again here on Blog Talk, so I apologize if you're listening and able to listen. Thank you for listening. We'll probably end up having to get Patty rescheduled unless she surprises us or Blog Talk surprises us, unless them, you know, lets the calls work. And Tony's saying, yes, I have to listen to Monday's show. Tony, I'm not kidding. You're going to freak out because she says, you know, when you listen to it, you still have the benefit of the healing even if you're not listening live. And see, that's the thing that kind of – that's one of those things like, that makes me do that when I hear that, because it's like – sure, you can still enjoy that ice cream even if it's not frozen. Well, how is that possible? You know, but apparently it's possible. It's not like eating ice cream. Energetic healing will still work. So if you miss Monday's show, go back and listen to it. If you missed last month's show with her, go back and listen to that. She'll also give away. So here's the little enticement. So if you go back and listen to last night's show on Blog Talk, and actually, I'm going to tell you, because if you're going to go back and watch it on YouTube, which is where I'm trying to drive you to do, you know, watch the replay or listen to the replay, she will give you a free healing if you go to her website, Love and Guru. Oh, excuse me. Blah, 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 I'm going backwards. Loveandyou.guru. Loveandyou.guru. Or you can email her at ask@loveandyou.guru. And if you send her an email and say, "I heard you on Rated G Radio, and you said you'd give away a free healing, and here's what I'd like a healing on." Now, again, it could be, you know, tension, you can't sleep, you're an alcoholic, you're a sex addict, you don't get enough sex, you want more sex, you know, you'd like your pet to love you more. Whatever the case is, tell her, and she'll have one of these things that she'll email to you, and you'll get the benefit of it. So, go to my YouTube channel, but again, it's just, you know, you can check it out here on Facebook, because I leave all of the shows Monday through Thursday up through Sunday. So if you miss Monday and it's a Saturday and you're stalking me on Facebook, because, you know, that's actually a fascinating thing to do, you can go back and find the Monday show and just click that and listen to it for an hour, and there you go. But to save you, you know, time, if you want to write it down now, go to loveandyou.guru, G-U-R-U, and you can go ahead and send her a note and say, "I heard you about on Rated G Radio, and boy, that would be really helpful if I could get a healing, and here's my concern or my issue in life." And I'm telling you, this lady is absolutely the real deal. Now, in saying all of this, so now I'm going to plug her for, you know, a business standpoint. If you want to book an appointment with her, you know, she'll book it for like a half an hour or an hour, you know, and she'll go through all that with you. But, it's not free. You got to pay for it. But if you do this, you get her exclusively one-on-one, just like you're sitting here listening to me right now, one-on-one for whatever time that you book and pay for. I will think that that will be, you know, if you've got an extra couple of dollars laying around, a great investment into yourself to further the California Kool-Aid. So that is the California Kool-Aid story for the day. I am going to go and play a commercial here for the show. And I just need to scroll through and find it here. It is for Rainbow Brew. Rainbow Brew is a company out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. They are really cool, I say dudes, but they're really cool people who make coffee from Minneapolis, St. Paul coffee beans. Who knew in their wildest dreams that you could grow coffee in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then sell it and have it be a successful brand around the country and around the world? But here you go. It's a little Rainbow Brew, and we're going to be right back to talk about more stuff right after this.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
So there we go. Thanks, Rainbow Brew. Always appreciate you being a sponsor to the show. One other thing. So if I'm going to sit here and I don't say stall for time, so it looks like tonight it's just going to be me chatting with you tonight, which is a lovely thing to do. I love it when we get a chance to hang out. We've got Mark in Sydney, Australia. He's going to be on next week reciting poetry again. He's chimed in tonight. I've got Richard in Northern California, Angela in Costa Mesa, Steve in Nashville. I've got John in Hollywood, Danny in Hollywood, Chris in Reno. And Chris and her husband, well, he just celebrated his 55th birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Mr. Go Lightly. We've got Troy in Anaheim Hills, Robbie in Asheville, North Carolina. My cousin David is in Mesa. Natalie's in Rancho Palos Verdes. David is in New York. Christine's in Encinitas. So we've got a bunch of people who are listening live. Number one, thank you for that. If you're listening on the West Star Radio Network in the UK, thank you for taking Rated G Radio with you on your way home. Hope that you drive safe and don't drive distracted, of course. And if you are new to the show and have not followed Rated G Radio here on Blog Talk, you need to follow the show. You say, why? I can just tune in whenever. Well, when you do a show 5 nights a week, it's not like tuning into the Ellen Show and then, you know, it's just like Tuesday's program. Everything has a unique show link. So the Monday show has one show link, the Tuesday show has a different link, and Wednesday show has a different. So you can go to blogtalkradio.com/RatedG Radio. That's great. But then you're going to have to, like, filter through everything, go like, well, I wonder which blah, 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 blah. If you simply click the follow button that's there right on your computer screen right there, it will give you the option to either get a text or email, your choice, of how you want to be notified every time there's a live show. And since there's a live show 5 nights a week, you can get the correct link easily. You know, it's one thing if I just did a show once a week, you go, oh, it's no big deal. But if I'm doing 20, 22 shows a month, it gets confusing really quickly. Even for me, I go back and try to find guests. Thankfully, I keep a show log right next to my desk. But, you know, sometimes I'm feeling brave going, oh, I remember when so-and-so was on. That was really easy. I'll just go back and find him. And for the life of me, I can't find him. And I'm like, I wanted to go back and listen to that episode to see what they said or to go rehear, you know, the conversation, whatever the case may be. Now you don't have to worry about it. That link will come to you, and then you just automatically click that, and you can listen to the show. Very cool. Also, Rated G Radio is available as a podcast on Apple iTunes, free of charge. So if you go to iTunes and look up podcasts and Rated G Radio, you'll find me. You can take me with you anywhere you want. Download all the episodes. I've got somewhere around 750 different episodes over the last 3.5 years. So if you want to go back and download all of them, because, you know, this is that fascinating. You realize that. It's that fascinating. I know you're riveted to your seat right now. You can do that. Might be interesting to take with you on a long plane ride or something like that. And, you know, maybe my voice is so soothing, you want to take me on a cross-country trip from Hackensack to L.A. and, you know, you get a good 5 or 6 hours of sleep and you just have me, you know, put you to sleep, or you listen to me and it's so incredibly soothing over the engine roars of the airplane that it just knocks you out. and you can pretend I'm an Adrian Blackwell energy healing session or something like that, but with none of the benefit. Anyway, so tonight is Transgendered Tuesday, our Transgender Tuesday of the month with Trucker Patty, but we're not having Patty successfully dial in. So we're just going to have to get her rescheduled. I apologize to all of you who are listening and expecting to hear her. I know that she had a lot of stuff that she wanted to cover, but again, those pesky phone issues are coming up. We're going to get this figured out. I think, you know, this is that sign from the universe. It's time to start thinking about something else. So when you, you know, and I've always told people, I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. You know, I'm the kind of guy that if you bowl me over with a boulder, I don't get it. I'll be like, huh, what happened? But if you ping me on the head with a pebble, you know, like 50 times, ping, 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 or drop water, ping, 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 I'll go like, oh, I'm supposed to be paying attention to this. I think this is, you know, again, taking me down that path of I need to be paying attention to this, and that's the fact that I'm having a lot of phone issues with Blog Talk, especially over the last couple of months, and that's right when I've been talking about, oh, you know, I want to turn this into a video show. So, again, not bitching at Blog Talk. I know the phone issues are not your fault, but it impacts how we do the show, and that does make it your fault. So there you go. Wednesday this week, we're going to have the St. Louis psychic Lisa Peeney calling in, and she's going to be taking listener calls. And Lisa's like no nonsense. She's just like, boom, ding, 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 ding. You call in, get your question asked, and she just tells it like it is. She's just, you know, straight up no nonsense. We have a special show start time of 4 p.m., and that's on Wednesday. One of the reasons we are doing the show early is, number one, Lisa is requesting to do it early, but I'm going to share something with you. So, you know, I've got this album out, Blonde Jesus, that I want everybody to go buy and then go buy 10 copies so, you know, you can get one for your family and friends and then tell everybody, you know, oh, my God, the music is the best thing I've ever heard ever, 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 and then nominate for me for a Grammy for Best New Artist. That would be really cool. But I've got the album out. I've got a book that I'm almost finished with. I've got all these other things outside of Rated G Radio that creatively I'm very excited about, including some voiceover gigs that I've been doing, some photography gigs that I've been hired to do. But one of the other things that I decided to do last year, as I'm getting ready to wrap up production on my album, because I needed something else on a major scale, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to write a sitcom. And so I'd gone to a couple of creative workshops with Suzanne Wong, who used to be on House Hunters for several years ago. She's a successful actress in indie film and comedies now. You've seen her on Dexter. I mean, I can go down the list. She's been in everything. Just absolutely great. And she hosts these things called the Playing Field up in Burbank. And I went to a few of her sessions, and she says, you know, you can do anything. You can do spoken word. You can do nothing. You can sing a song. You can write a song. You can direct a play. You can do whatever. So you get, you know, your 7 minutes in heaven when you go to these workshops, and, you know, in a very non-judgmental atmosphere, you can talk about this project that you want to do. And so I had already started working on the album at that point, and I said, well, okay, so I'm not really, you know, asking for help with that, because I've kind of got an idea of what I wanted to do. I said, so I'm going to talk about a sitcom. You know, here I am in a room with, you know, Suzanne Wong and others who, by the way, have worked on TV projects. And I said, you know, I've decided I'm going to write a sitcom. And they all say, why? And I said, because I haven't done it before. And it sounds like fun. Did you just fall out of your chair? Tony, I think I heard you fall out of your chair. I heard this big thud, and I think that's you falling out of your chair back in New Jersey. So why would somebody who has no experience writing a TV script, let alone a sitcom, think that he has the audacity to write a TV script and make it successful? I don't know. Same reason I wanted to do Rated G Radio. I'd never done radio before, and I thought, yeah, that sounds like something fun to do. And then that became the genesis of me wanting to sing a song so I could have a theme song for the show. Oh, that sounds like something fun. I'd never sung before. You know, singing in the sixth grade choir a million years ago does not count, by the way, as I found out. And so, you know, I did the theme song, Tell Me Something More. And that was so much fun that I decided, you know what, I'll be a singer. So I took a bunch of singing lessons, recorded the album Blonde Jesus, and the process took songwriting courses and workshops and did all this fun stuff along the way and loved all of that. So in Suzanne's workshop, I said, well, I'm going to do this sitcom, and, you know, here's what I'm thinking. So I'm and not realizing it, you know, because I'm in a room full of people of color and different backgrounds and ethnicities and all of this kind of stuff, which is very cool because you see the world from so many different eyes and perspectives, and I love and appreciate that. And so I'm sitting here detailing in my 7 minutes of heaven of, you know, here's my series concept and here's what I think and da 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 da. And you have to, you know, I'm sure sitting back there, everybody's eyes is just rolling in the back of their heads going, can this show be any whiter for white America? You know, and here I'm, you know, 'cause I'm like, oh, I think I'd like this person to play my mother, and then I'd like this person to be my roommate in the show, and I like this person to da-da-da-da-da. And so after, you know, this, then I get my critique, and the critique is, have you given any thought to maybe expanding your social demographic to maybe appeal to other cultures and audiences outside of the wonder white bread that you've just picture painted here? And I went, oh, no. So there you go. So I went back to the drawing board on the concept for the show and found a writing partner who I always use the term, you know, from Sally Field when she won her Oscar. You know, you like me, you really, really like me. But it's, you get me, you really, really get me. That's the term that I use for Anthony because he totally gets my sense of humor. He gets my creative direction. He gets what I want to do. And together we came up with this, in my opinion, a really cute series. So we've written a pilot and we've written an episode one. And when it was all said and done, I did kind of like the, here's the core of the show. Here are the characters of the show. Here are what drives the characters of the show. And yeah, I guess you call it kind of like a story development or a plot, you know, or a story development for the actual series. So I came up with all of this and kind of said, you know, here's what the first episode or two should be. And then I kind of turned Anthony loose from a script standpoint. So he, you know, created all the dialogue and, you know, the actual scenarios. And then I went back and edited, and, you know, we've changed it up a little bit after, you know, just trying to get it really, really polished. So at the end of this, we get the pilot and episode one all written out. I really like it. And I'm not saying that because it's something that I helped write and am a creator of. I just think it's smart and funny, and I think it's a concept that is not currently being pursued on TV. And that's not to say that there aren't great shows on TV. There's, you know, there's a million shows that are out there that are really crappy, and then probably just as many that are really fantastic nowadays. And you never know, you know, from what you're seeing on TV, how it started. You know, if you take a look at where I'm at in the creative process, you know, because it's not at the finish line, you know, I haven't even pitched it yet, to where it gets, you know, before they actually start filming, it's probably going to change a million times. But where it's at right now, I really like. And so I sent out a couple of feelers to people in Hollywood who, number one, I could trust. And by the way, I'm not dumb and going to do something silly. I made sure that when the pilot and episode one were done, we went through the Screen Actors Guild and got it registered and copyrighted and all of that stuff. So I can safely say that this is my show. I don't have to worry about somebody coming along and with the same concept, you know, in 6 months and saying, oh, well, you know, I've got this idea for a show. And da-da. Well, okay, now you've stolen my idea, you know. So I won't have to worry about any of that because we've gone through all of that process. But I contacted some very successful writers in Hollywood, award-winning writers. And I said, can you do me a favor? As a friend, would you be willing to read my script? Or, you know, for pilot and episode one. And I said, I'm not really looking for, yeah, it was nice. I'm looking for you to be brutal and horrible and mean and then come back to me. So the brutal and horrible mean came back and said, if this is your first attempt at writing a script for a TV sitcom, I hate your guts because this is great. And I went, that's what I thought too. Because I will tell you, I'm officially my own worst critic. So if I don't like something I've done, I will tell you, this really sucks, but here it is. But this is a project that I'm very proud of. And tomorrow night, I'm getting to practice pitch on one of the people that has been instrumental and, I don't say mentoring me through this process, but mentoring me through this process. And he is going to allow me to pitch him the series because I don't know what I'm supposed to do in a pitch meeting. We're going to find out tomorrow night. You know, I just assume going in with freshly brushed teeth and combed hair is enough to seal the deal. But I'm going to guess it probably is not enough. I'm probably going to have to talk and actually be energetic and convincing and compelling and do something that he will say, that's what they're looking for. Because at the end of the day, they're not going to be looking at, I need to, you know, I really liked the concept of your show, but you did this one thing on page 32 of the script that just really, that's not what this is about. This is about selling yourself and selling the concept. So that's what I'm going to go do tomorrow night. I tell you all of this because this is made possible because Lisa Peeney, psychic, is coming on tomorrow night at 4 o'clock. Now, that is, it was just dumb luck because the only time I could arrange this meeting was for a dinner meeting, and I can't do that Monday through Friday because of the show. Because, you know, I've got to be here in the studio, you know, at 6 to do the show at 7, and by 8 o'clock, and by the time I would leave here and go anywhere, blah, 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 blah. You know, the excuses are a mile long. So it's going to happen tomorrow, and that's when it worked out for my contact as well. So send good thoughts my way for that. Thursday, we've got Alex Gershman with a jazz band called Sasha's Block. Now, I'm going to dish a little bit here because Alex is he's a urologist by day. And you say, well, why is that interesting? Because he's a urologist in Beverly Hills. And so he sees all of the big celebrity dicks, or the tiny celebrity dicks, or just the celebrity dicks. But more important than that is that he makes all of his money by operating on all of these sheiks and, you know, royalty or oil people in the Middle East who all apparently, as I understand it, sit around naked in the saunas and compare the sizes of their dicks. Which I just find hysterical and funny, especially for countries where, you know, homosexuality and everything else is absolutely frowned upon. But apparently these guys can all sit in, you know, these saunas or wherever they see each other naked and compare their dick sizes. And so one of his specialties, Alex's specialties, is penile enlargement. Now, how do you do penile enlargement when you're in Beverly Hills and your clients are in you know, the Middle East someplace? He is the world's leading person in doing all of this. And this is something that we didn't talk about on the show, because when he's on the show, he's here to talk about music. And he does all of his surgery electronically through the computer. And so his, you know, client's Middle Eastern ding-dong is hanging out in the operating room in wherever, and he operates all of the equipment to make the guy's ding-dong bigger, you know, into like a ho-ho by the computers. Now, I don't know how it all works, because I'm oversimplifying it maybe like an inch or two, pardon the pun, but it is one of those things that he does. And he is like the world's leader in penile enlargement. So if you want to get a bigger dick, I can connect you with Alex, and you'll probably pay a fortune for it, but you can probably get a foot long if you want. I'm just saying. I can't believe I just said that. But that's what Alex does for his day job. But for fun, Alex is an accomplished bass player. And I think he also plays like the cello. I think he plays the cello. The big stand-up thing, the big stand-up thing, he also plays that. And so I had the opportunity to interview Chip back in April, or Alex back in April through Chip. And prior to that, I was invited to Sasha's Block album release party in Beverly Hills at the Herb Alpert something or other. But it was like a major big darn deal in Beverly Hills. And I've never seen so much money or mafia or whatever in my life. But they were all there. And I really understood my place that night, if you know what I mean, because everybody there could have bought and sold me about 1,000 times over and still had change. And so it was very interesting to see the amount of money that was just walking in and out of that place. But I had, you know, so Alex and Sasha's Block, you know, and Sasha's Block is like this 30-piece orchestra that they put together. And it's a, you know, the jazz band, like from the 30s and 40s, you get this dynamic, fun, cool music. And So Alex came on, did the Friday night dance party, was a fantastic guest, ever so gracious. And, you know, the man is so polished and so wonderful. I bow to him and say, Alex, I thank you not only for being a great guest, but for putting together a great band. And so, you know, they play these music videos, and they had Jane Monheit and Alvin Chia, who were, you know, singing and performing. Just amazing. So on Thursday, they've got a new single that's coming out called Feels Like Jazz. Now, we've played it on the Friday Night Dance Party, but we're going to be playing Feels Like Jazz again for the very first time, but very first time on a Thursday. And that'll be Thursday with Alex with Sasha's Block at 7 p.m. Very excited about that. And then Friday, I'm going to close out my chit-chattiness here, and then I'm going to wind up the show with Gay Wedding, because I'm going to tell you about something else too. Mr. Alan James, he's a singer-songwriter from, I think, Virginia someplace. His UK-based publicity firm contacted me some time ago and said, Alan's got a new CD that's coming out called Doors to Somewhere. Would you like to have him on the show? And I never say no to a musician. I don't even care what kind of music you have. I could hate your music, and I'll still put you on because I think it's important to support indie music. I'm not going to like everything. I've had a couple of guests going that were on. They were delightful guests, but I went, this is music I would never listen to. That's just the way it is. I'm an 80s music type of guy. So, you know, if I'm playing like 80s type of music, they're probably like totally my favorite guests. But Alan James is going to be on Friday. We're doing the show at 5 p.m. since he's East Coast, and we're going to be playing his album Doors to Somewhere. I'm going to call it the U.S. premiere because I think it's released elsewhere, but it could be the world premiere on radio for Doors to Somewhere. So I'm very excited to have Alan on to talk about, his musical journey. And that will be Friday at 5. So that's what's going to be happening the rest of this week. Saturday night, I'm going to be hanging out with my buddy Rob Watson. He hosts and I'm going to do this from Southern California, so I'm going to do it over the phone. He hosts a weekly show called Out in Santa Cruz in Santa Cruz, California. You can listen to the show from other places in the country by going to outinsantacruz.com. So, see, you don't even have to be local. You can still hear it, outinsantacruz.com. And he's going to be interviewing me. So I thought I was going to be a guest host, but apparently I'm just going to be a guest. So I'm going to be a guest on his show this coming Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to be talking about my album Blonde Jesus. And he's going to be asking me all kinds of philosophical questions about what do you think it means when you sing this line? And what about that song? And what about this? And what about that? So I don't know the questions he's going to ask, but that's kind of the vein of what the conversation is going to be. So tune in live this Saturday night on outinsantacruz.com, or if you're in the local Santa Cruz area and have an AM radio, it's KSCO 1080 AM on your dial. So that would be cool. Now, with all of that being said, I just completed an interview today for a new I don't know if you call it a magazine or just an online I think you call it like an online magazine. And it was an extensive interview, so I'm really excited to see how this turns out. But they're also going to do an official music review of Gay Wedding. And I'll be played on one of the KISS stations. You know, KISS FM 104.7. I'm not sure of the market yet, but it's going to be on a KISS network. And they're going to be playing Gay Wedding probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think that's how it's set up, because this is done, you know, in advance, so they can launch this all at the same time. So I'm very excited to do that and share that with you, because this is another, big darn deal, big interview, and excited to share that with you. So they've got all my press pictures, they've got the press releases, they've got, you know, the interview done, and excited to see how that will all turn out. So I will share that with you in the fastest fashion that I possibly can. Let's see here. Oh, want to give a mad props shout out. She's doing this now for me every week, and I just love this lady, Jeanette Barber. Jeanette was on the show probably about a month ago. And Jeanette, that name doesn't ring a bell to you, was a writer on the Rosie O'Donnell show when, you know, Rosie was winning Emmys every year. Jeanette won 6 Emmys on that show, by the way, as a writer. She had a 6-time Emmy winner on the show. And then she went off to help Rosie with Rosie Radio on Sirius XM. And then she had her own show on Sirius XM for about a year and a half. She now does a once-a-week podcast on a website called Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. So, or I guess the website is JeanetteandPete.com, JeanetteandPete.com. But on Facebook, there's a Facebook fan page. You can like it. And every Monday night, it's really Tuesday morning by the time I see it, it's called Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. And what Jeanette does. Well, Pete's off for the summer, by the way, so it's just Jeanette. And so for an hour, much like tonight's show, I guess I have Jeanette to thank for this, because I've been listening to Jeanette's show, and I was like, Jeanette, I love you. You know, just keep it up. I want to listen every day. Jeanette talks for about an hour on a variety of things, and it's never the same thing every week, but she has been a dear to give me mad props and plugs, and she plays my music on her show, and she's very respectful, and she goes, oh, I can only play, you know, this much of the clip because it's not fair, and I wrote her back and said, you can play the whole song, play the whole album, you can do an hour, that's fine, I'm happy with that. But Jeanette has a great show once a week for an hour, and it is, if you ever heard Jeanette on the Rosie show on Sirius XM or listened to Jeanette on her own show on Sirius XM, you know what I'm talking about when I say she is just a great conversationalist. I told her, I said, I would love to have you on the show every night and just have you read the Huntington Beach phone book, because that would probably take a few weeks. So if you ever want to have an hour that is actually stimulating and interesting, check out Completely Uninformed with Jeanette and Pete. My promise to you is that you will like it. If you don't like it, I'll give you a free recording of Gay Wedding. How is that? And to end the show tonight, here is a little Gay Wedding. We will see you live tomorrow. Trucker Patty, wherever you are tonight, thank you for trying to get in. I apologize for the phone lines. We'll get you rescheduled soon, and I hope you are doing well. I want to hear about your home improvement projects. But for everybody else, this is Gay Wedding. Tony, you are a champ. Thanks for pinging me along the way here on Facebook tonight. I always appreciate all that you do and all the tweets that you send out on my behalf. You are a champ. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And this is Gay Wedding by me, yours truly. It's available on iTunes. Or you can go to my website, GarrettMiller.com, and get a signed autographed copy. I make it easy. You can pay with PayPal. And I mail out that autographed copy the same day. And the second the PayPal thing hits, I also send you a download link for the album so you can start listening to it electronically, like right away. But you want that CD for the car, you know? Here's Gay Wedding. See you tomorrow.
Look what we've done. Hey, Mr. Mr. Second to no one. Hey, Mr. Mr. Our time has come. Hey, Mr. Mr. Marry your true love. Hey, Mr. Mr. Hot Bun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for us. Sister, now you have the right. Hey, sister, sister, she can be your wife. Hey, sister, sister, true love. Hey, sister, sister, go on, take her hand. Hey, sister, sister, true love. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for us. with this love.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.